96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. For some people in Maryland, the American dream of home ownership is still in jeopardy. The foreclosure crisis that followed the recession is still very much a reality for thousands. Can anything be done to save your home? Well, joining me tonight to talk about that are Kelly Vaughn, Community Outreach Director for the Maryland Department of Housing and Community Development, and Eric Brown, Director of the Prince George's County Department of Housing and Community Development. If you are concerned about whether or not you're going to be able to keep your home because of this lingering foreclosure crisis, or perhaps if you want to learn more about home ownership in the state of Maryland, give us a call. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. You can certainly comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/Harold Fisher, WHUR, or follow us on Twitter at Daily Drum, WHUR. Kelly, Eric, thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Harold.
My pleasure.
Let me first talk about the situation in the state of Maryland. As I just mentioned, a lot of people don't hear much about the foreclosure crisis because it has dropped from the headlines. But the reality is, in the state of Maryland, particularly in places like Prince George's and Charles County, it is still an issue. New administration now in the state of Maryland, no longer O'Malley, we are under Governor Hogan. What is the governor's position on addressing foreclosure in Maryland?
Well, this administration, Harold, is still committed to helping homeowners preserve home ownership. And I want to thank you for having me on tonight to talk about our upcoming Mortgage Late, Don't Wait foreclosure prevention workshop, which is being held next Saturday, June 11th at Wayne Curry Sports and Learning Complex from 9 to 3 in Prince George's County at 8001 Sheriff Road in Landover, Maryland. And during this event, homeowners will be able to come meet face-to-face with our Maryland Housing Counseling Counselors, Network of Housing Counselors, pro bono attorneys, and loan servicers. We'll have Bank America, Citi, NationStar, Wells Fargo, as well as Fannie Mae there to meet face-to-face. And so this administration does care and is still committed to keep as many people in their homes as possible.
But obviously, because this is a state-sponsored event, obviously the administration recognizes that this issue is, dare I say, still an issue. And so I ask again, what is, aside from just caring, what is the position of the administration in dealing with this, particularly, as I said, in Prince George's and Charles County?
Well, from the administration's standpoint, anybody in a position of losing their home is not a good position in terms of it affects families, it affects communities, it obviously affects our economic stability in the state and in the community. So the administration is committed to continue what we have already laid out. Our legislators have passed what the Washington Post had said in 2010, some of the most sweeping foreclosure laws. We've put in place laws for mediation to help homeowners who are facing foreclosures to be able to mediate in a longer period of time. And so the Hogan administration is still committed to continue the effort that was already the foundation that was laid previously.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about the foreclosure crisis, still an issue in the state of Maryland. If you have a question or a comment or concern about losing your home or keeping your home as a result of the foreclosure crisis, please give us a call. We have some experts here to talk about it. Let's talk, Mr. Brown, about the upcoming housing fair, because in addition to the foreclosure issue locally, there's also this housing fair where the county has once again tried to put some teeth into getting people to own homes. Tell me about that.
Sure. The housing fair is an opportunity for people to find out what does it take to own a home. But more importantly, as Kelly was saying earlier, this is also an opportunity for those people who are concerned about foreclosure or keeping their homes. So we have people who will be there, banks. We have housing counseling agencies who can help people through that process, understanding mediation, understanding all of the documentation you're going to need in order to be able to show to the lender that you actually need the help and to be able to work through that with you. So there'll be people right there who can say, you know, I have a problem, and somebody specific can help direct you through that. Pro bono attorneys will be there to help people understand the legal process. So this partnership at the housing fair is not only be able to say that buying a home, but how do you stay in a home once you find yourself in that crisis, and how to be recognize that you're in crisis early enough that you can get help.
Mr. Brown, you've been in your position for a while now. Can you paint a picture for me of the lay of the land as it relates to the foreclosure crisis in Prince George's County?
Sure, I can. When we started about 5 years ago, Prince George's County was in the throes of a major foreclosure crisis, and we were, you know, sort of leading the state in terms of foreclosure. Over time, that has changed substantially. Doesn't mean that it has gone away. It is still something we try to deal with. But here's a couple of things that we did. And working not only with the people in Prince George's County, but a great partnership with Maryland DHCD, we found opportunities where we would say that, look, here are the areas of the county that we feel at greatest risk and most impacted. So we wanted to make sure we focus on those, make sure that we stabilize neighborhoods and communities and have people feeling more comfortable about things rebounding. And what we believe is that strategy has worked. For example, just looking at last year and this year, the average median price, or the median price of a home in Prince George's County, has escalated. From last month to this month, it's up 3%. From last year to this year, it's up at least 9%. So the median sales price is about $245 in Prince George's County, which at one point it was in the 160, 170 range. So mm-hmm. you can begin to see the progress. What that has done is stabilize communities, stabilize neighborhoods, having people feel comfortable. But it still means that we have work to do, and that's why this thing we're having with the HOPE program with the state and at the Sports and Learning Complex is going to be so important for people to come out and get more information.
I want to talk a little bit more about that, but I do want to go to our phone lines. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about home ownership, home foreclosure problems in the state, how the state is addressing them, as well as where you may be able to find some help. Let's go to Annette. Annette calling from Southern Maryland. Thanks for calling.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening. What's on your mind,
I'm
Annette?
I'm calling from Southern Maryland. I understand you're going to have this housing fair next Saturday and people can bring their documents. Tell people to be very careful with their documents. They need to go to the courthouse, to the Land Records Division, pull all the documents from there, and hopefully get certified copies. That'll cost a little bit more. But have someone look at those documents and make sure that the paperwork is in order. I was in for a big shock when a mortgage servicer attempted to foreclose on my father's property, and it turned out that his assignment was RoboSign.
Hmm.
And when they talk about RoboSign and in the foreclosure crisis, no, it's still going on. The people who signed it, the first name that signature on there was Linda Green, who was the subject of a CBS 60 Minutes expose about the foreclosure crisis in America. And I was shocked when a fraud expert pointed that out to me.
Well, Annette, thank you so much for sharing that with us. A great piece of advice. Kelly, you want to briefly comment on what she was talking about?
Yes, that's fantastic. Also at the event, our sister agency, which is the Department of Labor License and Regulation, which regulates the banks, will be at the event to pass out information and educate homeowners about that very issue. And so I do encourage homeowners to come out and talk to them as well. As well as I mentioned, we have pro bono attorneys who will be there from a legal aspect to guide and to advise homeowners. And Harold, I just want to also go back and stress a point that, you know, our goal here, you ask about the administration, is really to cut through the red tape, the missed opportunities, the unanswered phone calls, the empty rhetoric, and the broken promises to find sustainable alternatives to foreclosures for homeowners.
Well, before you go any further into that, I want to make sure that our listeners have an opportunity to find information out on the web. Where can they find out about this event on Saturday, as well as information from the state? What's the website?
MDHope.org.
MDHope.org. Also, Mr. Brown, where can they find out information about the housing fair?
They can go to hcd.mypgc.us.
One more time, please.
hcd.mypgc.us.
PGC.us. Of course, as always, that information will be posted on WHUR.com at the end of the broadcast. If you have a question, now is the time to ask. Of course, we will be answering questions even beyond 7:30 as we switch over to SiriusXM Channel 141. Lines are still open. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Patrice from Manassas, stay with us. We'll be talking to you. The Daily Drum will continue on SiriusXM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation in just a bit. Stay with us.